I'm Steve Miller reporting. The group of seven leading industrialized nations issued a joint statement endorsing the United States-led airstrikes in Syria. Charles de la Desma has that story.
The leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain and the US say in a joint statement they condemn the April 7 chemical attack in eastern Syria. The G7 say they fully support all efforts made to degrade the Assad regime's ability to use chemical weapons and to deter any future use. They add the airstrikes by the three nations were limited, proportionate and necessary and followed only after exhausting every possible diplomatic option to uphold the international norm against the use of chemical weapons. The bloc says nations remain committed to a diplomatic solution to the conflict in Syria. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin told the leaders of the G7 that they may have violated international law and hurt the peace process in Syria by launching the airstrikes. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is visiting U.S. President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort for 2 days of talks. Speaking to reporters prior to departing in Tokyo, Abe said he wanted to confirm that the maximum pressure campaign against North Korea would continue until Pyongyang denuclearizes. He also added he wanted to raise the issue of Japanese abductions by North Korea. Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's longtime personal lawyer who is under criminal investigation, has secretly provided legal advice to conservative talk show host and Trump supporter Sean Hannity. Hannity commented that he was not a formal client of Mr. Cohen. This is VOA News. Tuesday, Myanmar President Win Myint granted amnesty to more than 8,500 prisoners.